Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I asked you before the break if you wouldn't mind sharing a time in your own life when you needed to remember in the darkness what the Lord told you in the light, where you needed to hit record and say, okay, what did you tell me again when we first started? What were your promises to me so that I can keep walking? Can you give us an example from your own life?
Sure. I mean, there's many I could give you, to be honest, because I think the truth is, as your listeners can probably amen to as they're listening, that all of us have different middle moments right now that we're all going through, you know, in the different seasons of our life. So it's not particular to one zone of your life. But for my husband and I, a personal one that we went through was that we were told we would never have children. And so we went through 5 years of infertility and 5 years of going, okay, God, where are you and what is going on? And years earlier, my husband had had a word over his life that his family, his sons would be a fruitful vine around his table, and that God was going to use him, and he was going to have children that would, you know, bring a legacy. And so, you know, you hear those words and you think, well, that's nice. But then when you're faced with a doctor saying you're not going to have children and this is not going to be something that's possible for you, you were like, okay, these two things don't measure up. You know, I have one report from you and another word from the history of my husband, you know, pulling up that I wasn't there and never heard. So I'm like, okay, God, well, which one is it? And so for us, we had a 5-year journey through a middle season that was very difficult, you know, pastoring a church, praying for people, seeing them receive their miracles and us still not have ours, years of treatments and different treatments and failed treatments. You know, it takes that knock in your face and you have to go, okay, I either believe that God is good, I either believe that God is able, I either believe that God's got me in the palm of his hands, or I don't. And so for us, all of that we had to walk through in that season. And, you know, the scripture that came to mind was, sing, O barren woman. And I just had to realize that actually my best gift back to God in that season in the middle was to keep my song, to keep my joy, to keep my confession one of positivity, to keep my proclamation one that God is able. And so I had to learn how to sing in the middle of a storm. I had to learn in my barrenness to find a song. And oftentimes in the middle is when you least feel like singing and when you least feel like going to church and when you least feel like saying amen. But that's actually the time that you need it most.
Wow, Charlotte, appreciate you so much telling that story. We got another break coming up on us in just about a minute and a half. But I want to know, just before you conceived or just before you knew that you were pregnant, let's put it that way, where were you at with the Lord at that point regarding this promise? Were you settled into a place of peace, angst? I mean, where were you at just before you learned of your miracle breakthrough?
You know what? Me and my husband, I just decided I was crazy. I decided, you know, I so believe God that he would just, it was in his hands and, you know, he would have his way, and I'd so given it to God. And I said, you know what, God, I'm going to sow the seed into someone else's life that I would love to receive in mine. So I was probably mid-throwing about the, I would think, maybe the 18th baby shower party for complete strangers. I just decided whoever was pregnant that came across my world, I would be the one that would buy them gifts, and I would host their party if they would let me. I was this crazy lady. And so I was in a place where I was celebrating what I didn't have and celebrating the joy of what someone else did have, knowing whatever you sow will always come back to you.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.